Welcome to the show. This is Blackstone Joe, and you're listening to another episode of Slick Talk, episode 32, titled, Can You Analyze That? Now, today we're talking about data from another lab, why analyzing it can be problematic, reasons you might want to come over to Blackstone in the first place, and of course, exceptions to the rule. Now, before we break this topic down, I have to begin by being honest with you guys. I feel like I've been on here long enough that, you know, you're getting to know me a little bit, so I can be a little forthcoming. I'm tired, people. I'm not tired of podcasting, though. Certainly not tired of oil analysis. No, I'm tired of moving, specifically the unpacking part. Now, everyone talks about hiring movers because that's the thing people do. They pay people to come pick up the boxes, carry them, you know, drive them over somewhere. I don't mind that part, though. It's the unpacking, getting your feng shui in order, making sure you don't look like you live in a college dorm room. That's the work, people. That's where the exhaustion comes in. Thankfully, I have my wife to ensure that I do not look like I'm still living in a dorm room. Nevertheless, we're going to be eager to put those days behind us. Thankfully, during the whole move, I had the trusty blue Chevy Silverado by my side. That thing earned its stripes, people. I don't know if you live in Indiana and you're listening to this show, but if you did, we moved on February 1st, and the snow was coming down, and the temps, they were cold. We were somewhere like the 15 degree-ish range, and the snow was pouring down, and no, man. God bless four-wheel drive is all I have to say. We made it, though. And of course, this episode has another faux sponsorship. We're going to keep that going. Last episode on the Power Stroke special, I talked about how, you know, we're not beholden to particular sponsors. I don't have to, you know, shout somebody out. So with that, I have the freedom to kind of pick the things, the products, the places I enjoy. And today's shout out goes to Rudy's. Rudy's is just a stone's throw away from Parkview Field in downtown Fort Wayne. They offer some of the finest cigars, beer, and wine in town. And look, you're listening to a show with a host that has the moniker Blackstone Joe. I feel like you're expecting me to be into cigars, right? I mean, like, that's just part of the image. And yes, indeed, I am, especially my father's cigars that you can buy at Rudy's. I love the selection. Those are some of my favorites to smoke. And yes, I know that cigars aren't conducive to running. If you listen to this show, you also know I'm a runner, but you gotta live a little. And I'm living with the My Father's cigars. Check them out at Rudy's downtown. Remember, just a stone's throw away from Parkview Field. And I also want to give a shout out to a listener of the program, Neil. Neil and I had a really fun back and forth recently. He mentioned a few remarks I made regarding ATF and why it is okay to do a drain and fill here and there. And, you know, we just were able to share some fun anecdotes from our own personal experience. And he also asked about whether or not we test wet clutch motorcycle samples. And yes, we do. Now, I'm not trying to detail this email conversation to violate Neil's trust. No, I just want to shine a light on the fact that we love having this sort of interaction and we would like to have more of it. So if you have heard a topic that has either sparked some interest or maybe you know more about it and you want to share your own personal experiences, whether I've been talking about BMWs and bearings or power stroke engines or extending your oil change interval, you name it. If you have some experience with a particular topic and you want to talk that over, or if you have questions about what we found in certain engines, whatever it may be, we love having that sort of interaction. We also love to encourage, you know, any sort of ratings and reviews you can give. So, gosh, we're on so many podcast platforms, and it's hard to keep track of which allow ratings and reviews. But if you're listening on, like, Apple Podcasts, we'd love to hear the feedback. And also, when it comes to social media, If you are either using Blackstone Laboratories for testing, you're listening to Slick Talk, you're rocking some of that Slick Talk merch that you can buy off of our website, feel free to tag us on any posts and I'll give you a shout out back, especially on our Instagram page. I'm on there every single day and I love being able to interact with listeners of the show, customers of Blackstone. It's fun. I mean, you create those connections and with that we can learn both who is using Blackstone, what their enthusiasms are, and then we can give you a shout out by sharing your story, your post on our page. You know, if you've been following along, we had a listener come into the fold not that long ago, Ultra Ford Jones on Instagram. So he not only shout us out, you know, we kicked some of that love back over to him, and that way, you know, whoever's following him gets a chance to know about Blackstone. And on the flip side, we got to learn about all the stuff that Ultra 4 Jones is getting into. And it's just fun to have it back and forth. So if you're listening online, don't forget to tag us and we'll send some love back your way. So now on to the main event, analyzing another lab's data. That's kind of like mowing another man's lawn. You don't want to do it too often. You're probably going to get in a serious altercation if you do. But why is that? Why can it be problematic to analyze another lab's data? So first things first, there are so many unknowns. I'm going to spotlight just a few of these. Procedure, equipment, experience. I love the setup we have here in that I know exactly who's running what test. I know how long they've been doing it. I probably learned how to run some of the same tests from these lab operators in the building. So there's a great deal of trust. I can trust the results, and I'm familiar with the folks in the lab who obtain those results. I can also speak to our procedures. I can speak to the ASTM methodology used to come up with our lab results. And I also know the equipment. I know that it's up to date. I know that we are using, you know, everything from the sample coming into the door to what the report looks like. I know all of the in-between. And this is not to say that I'm up here, you know, grandstanding about Blackstone being the only capable lab for obtaining a test result. That's not at all the goal of this show. But there is more than one way to skin a cat. Obtaining certain kinds of results, there's different ways to do that. And I can speak to particular ASTM methods and how they work and how we obtain the result. But if another lab is going about it in an entirely different way and I'm asked to analyze that result, well, that's tricky. And oftentimes, it's just not going to be applicable. So if you're looking to obtain a hard and fast interpretation of a result, it's best to keep that with the lab that got you the result. But still, folks will want to use our lab. And I feel like I'd be remiss not to mention kind of what sets us apart, because so many of you might not even be testing yet. You might have just heard of oil analysis or just heard of Slick Talk, and you maybe have been listening to the show a little bit. So I want to detail what makes Blackstone special, what makes us unique, because that would help you understand why folks would come to us with other labs' results. So it starts with the comment. Every report we send out has a personalized comment written by a human being that's taken the time to look at everything right down to, you know, your contact info, whether that's correct, your engine type, your transmission, everything, making sure we have the details lined up, dot the I's, cross the T's before we even get to the data. And once we look at the data, we're taking the time to compare it to past results from your engine. We're going to take the time to compare it to averages. And then we're going to issue, you know, what we think may be a problem. And another great thing about this comment box is you can count on it to include all the relevant issues. We are never going to look at a sample and just kind of pick, you know, okay, we got three potential problems. Let's see. I only got space for one of them. No, that's never going to happen. We're never going to leave a problem by the wayside. Now, you might, if you've seen our reports, you might think, but Blackstone Joe, there's only six lines in that comment box. Surely you might have just left some things out of the way. That's never going to be the case because, yes, there are situations where we have a lot to cover. And that even happened to me today. I was looking at a lot of aircraft samples today. And at least three of them I needed to call. I needed to call, get in touch with the customer and say, hey, we have this, this, and this that looks like an issue. Because these were instances where I was a little tight on space in the comment. And I wanted to make sure I brought everything to their attention. That's what we do. And I think it's another big hook for people to come over from our lab to another is the personalized approach, not only in the comment, but in all forms of communication. We're easy to reach. And that's kind of the second point I want to segue into. You can call us. You can email us. If you respond to the email that contains your report, that's going to be forwarded to the analyst who wrote the report. So that way there's a consistent line of communication. You can also reach out on social media, be that Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or just, again, just giving us a call. If you call us, you're going to be transferred. You're literally one step away from being transferred to the analyst who wrote your report. So they can pull up the data, read it along with you, detail any concerns you have. But yeah, just circling back to my initial point, we will spotlight what is or is not a problem, and we're going to communicate it in layman's terms. We never want to take this high and mighty superior approach. You're never going to get a report from us where we on purpose were trying to be aloof or overly scientific or try and make you have to do more research. We strive to have these reports be as easily understood as possible. So these are a few important reasons why our lab sets itself apart. I've looked at a lot of other reports from labs in the industry, and so often it will go something like metals, high, caution, seek, you know, only like a handful of words. They aren't going to detail, you know, potential, you know, what does this grouping of metals indicate? Are we seeing indicators of cylinder area wear? Are we seeing indicators of a bearing problem? So on and so forth. Not only are we going to tell you what's high or what's low, we're going to tell you what the whole picture tells us. But of course, there are some exceptions to the rule. And I even say that loosely because, no, there's never going to be a case where we analyze another lab's data and come up with a direct conclusion based on data we didn't obtain ourselves. But that does not mean that we put any lab report you give us to the wayside. So aircraft customers, maybe some are listening right now, we will include data that you've obtained over the years to complete your historical record. But there's an important difference here. There's a nuance between including historical data, just kind of keep it all in one place, give you a rough idea, a frame of reference for how things looked. That's very different from you giving me a report from another lab and then me determining a problem, contamination, based on their reports alone. Because again, more than one way to skin a cat, and I am kind of put in a position where I have to have total trust in their procedure, personnel, equipment, methodology, so on and so forth. So with aircraft, and I bring that up specifically because aircraft is the area where people are really tied tight to testing regimens, and they can start with labs that aren't Blackstone, but then they'll hear about us, they'll hear about the way we detail comments and the way we go about things, and then they'll bring their data over to us. So including historical data for a complete record and also to give you that rough snapshot of how things looked, that's something you can get away with in the sense that you're not asking us to come up with any hard and fast calls. So I would spotlight that as the one exception to the norm. And of course, folks can have, you know, spectral data from other labs, a spectral exam, of course, if, you know, for those that aren't in the know, it's what you would use to find wear levels and find different contaminants. So yes, we will go about including data in your file if it's data, you know, from tests that we also run. You know, obviously, we, you know, it'd be really tricky to involve tests that we don't run in your file. So if you have any questions about any of this, don't hesitate to reach out. So I would say the one exception to the rule is simply including data to complete your file when you continue testing with us. And that way we can kind of keep your reports in one place for you. But again, when you want the opinion and the data, it's best to get those from the same place. And I think with Blackstone, it's easy to understand why folks want to make a transition from another lab. Our personalized approach, the fact we're so easy to reach. And of course, you even have a handy podcast where you can send in questions and ask an analyst to cover them on the show. So we really go the extra mile in providing that customer to company connection and letting you have a look, or in this case, a listen behind the curtain. So that brings our main event to a close. If you have any questions about coming over to Blackstone, starting up a testing regimen, even just how to have a kit sent your way, we'd love to hear back. And again, as mentioned earlier, if you like what you're hearing, don't hesitate to leave a rating review. Reach out, let us know what you think of the show. We'd love to hear back from you. But for now, that's all for today. This is Blackstone Joe, signing off. Our personalized approach, the fact we're so easy to reach, and we even have... Whoa. I just knocked the pop filter. Wow, that was startling.